This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ben Standing is with us, but before we get to Ben, spring football is in full bloom. The D.C. Defenders take on the San Antonio Brahmas at Audi Field this Sunday, April 20th. Get your tickets now at ufldefenders.com/tickets. That's ufldefenders.com/tickets. Ben is here at Ben Standing on X on Twitter. Standing Room Only is his podcast. Listen to it and read him at The Athletic. He has gone through on The Athletic all of his Washington draft scenarios. I'll let you take us through just the ideas on your five mock Washington drafts. Actually, you had six of them. Take everybody through sort of the thought process on each one, and then maybe we'll focus on one of them.
Yeah, I like doing this kind of every year, and it's, you know, last year was clearly not about the first pick. It was about, you know, what else might happen. But the general point of this exercise is people say they want whatever it is, an edge rusher or running back, you know, with the first pick. Okay, well, if that happens, then here's where you look beyond that. You know, some positions are deeper than others. If you wait for, you know, like this year, if you wait for like an offensive tackle on day two, you're going to be kind of out of luck. So it really just kind of goes through that exercise. And, you know, in two cases I went, they have five picks. I just made the five picks and just changed up some of the priorities. A couple of them I traded out of the first round, and a couple of them I traded out another part of the draft. And like I said, just to try to look at what makes sense. You know, you can't always address every issue in a draft, but where can you be the most effective? And again, where are some of the where is the value in the draft? Where are some of the concerns if you wait? Things like that. So it's always a fun exercise for me. And, you know, trades are fun. Who doesn't like trades?
You know, your very first mock in this exercise that you go through was focused on, you know, culture, team captains. And you, you know, make five selections for them, including an undrafted free agent, but they're all team captains at the college level. I just had a caller say, you know, they might be in position now with the culture they set to not worry about it as much on a truly talented player. I think there's going to be a lot of similarities in the way they approach this draft to year one. What do you think?
Yeah, so this is where it gets so interesting about how do we assess this team. They, you know, of course, had an incredibly successful season, but it is still early in this new incarnation with Adam Peters and Dan Quinn. You know, they're still establishing, you know, kind of everything, the roster, the culture, and obviously the things went well last year, and I do think they are testing a little bit by, you know, with the Marshon Lattimore trade, Laremy Tunsil, Debo Samuel. Not that they're, you know, bad guys or anything, but, like, you know, they're all, you know, the guys who've been around the league and kind of, you know, they're not necessarily, like, none of those guys are the captain type. So, I mean, it wasn't just like they were bringing in Boy Scouts, the same way they sort of did a year ago. And, I think, therefore, it does make sense that they're going to stay with that general thought. Now, I did, when I went through this exercise, I tiebreakers would go to the captains, but I wasn't as dogmatic about it. The first one I did absolutely, because I think that's, a reasonable thing. But after that, I kind of, didn't worry about it completely with every single pick the way I did that first one. So, yeah, I would think they're still going to look for those types of individuals and players. But based on those trades that they've made for the vets recently, I don't know that it is as, a must-have as it was a year ago.
So next week you will have your mock draft out the day or the night before the draft on Wednesday. Ben is a multi-time mock draft champion. When will you have your Washington predicted draft out?
I think that's out for Monday, I want to say.
So can I make a prediction on that right now?
Sure.
You're going to have Donovan Isoruko, the player from Boston College, as their first pick at 29.
You think so?
Yeah.
It could be. I mean, if we're just saying at 29, he's, what do they need? We all believe they need an edge rusher probably first and foremost, whether it's because they need a better, more consistent pass rush. They got to be able to stop the run, and they just need some more juice at that position. That obviously would feel like the top need. Then this guy in particular, he was a team captain at Boston College. He had 16 and a half sacks last year. He's not much, probably not going to be much of an edge, holding the edge there. He's only like 245 pounds or so. But yeah, there's a lot to like. I think the hope, if that's the kind of guy you want, I think the hope has got to be just that the edge rushers get pushed down the draft and they don't start going off, 2, 3, 4 in the top, 15 picks or so, which is definitely possible. This is a weird edge class. There's a lot of upside, but a lot of questions as well. So he very well could be that guy, sir.
I mean, I think that he fits in a lot of different ways, and I just have a feeling that you mentioned him a couple of months ago as a possibility. Tune in on Monday's show, and we'll see if we get an actual if you'll disclose it to us, if it's out at that point. The one thing about him is he's right now coming in as a pure pass rusher. That's what he'll do for them next year. Now, they lost 10 and a half sacks with Dante Fowler Jr. Leaving, but I don't know that he's an every down player. But to your point, maybe that's why they brought in a Dietrich Wise and a Javon Kinlaw, if they're going to move him a little bit to the outside at times on, with the big size, because he's not a strong edge setter at this point. He's a bendy, explosive, 6'3", 245-pound pass rusher.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, there's a lot to like in terms of what he would provide. And if the goal is to you know, focus on getting more pressure on the pass rusher. I mean, ultimately, look, that is, you know, we know that they've got to improve the run defense, but, you know, getting able to get after the quarterback is, you know, incredibly important. We all get that. And they don't, you know, what they currently have now, they've got some solid pieces, Dorrance Armstrong and Dietrich Wise, but, like, they don't have that guy. And I don't even know that Dante Fowler was necessarily that guy, but it did work out last year where he, you know, he got all the sacks. So, you know, a guy like Ezeraku, the good thing is, like, because of where they, what the line they currently have, he's not going to be asked to come in and play three downs. He's going to be able to come in, do the pass rush, learn the game, learn their system, you know, gain strength, and then, you know, go from there. But yeah, year one, I'm sure he's going to be viewed as, you know, more or less a pass rush specialist. And, you know, look, they need that for this year, but longer term, obviously, they've got to hope he develops into a guy that could play, you know, more than just sort of against the pass.
Yeah, I think if they go edge rusher at 29 or edge at 29, and I think Paulie said we really should be talking about the position as defensive end because they are a 4-3 base. But, you know, that's kind of the description now of defensive ends or edge players. I think that we're going to learn a lot about what they think they really need. I mean, it'll be best player available, but, you know, if it ends up being more of an Ezeraku versus a Landon Jackson, as an example, or a JTT from Ohio State, you know, guys that are true edge-setting run stoppers, we'll learn about what they really believe to be their deficiency and what they're trying to go for. Now, that assumes also that the player is the best player on the board. Is there a player or a position, and I just asked callers this, that you don't want them to select or you'd be surprised if they selected?
Well, and just to sort of, I'll get to that, but like in terms of like, is Ezeraku going to be the pick or an edge guy? You know, you got, this is again where you have to look at the whole draft or at least the first few rounds and see where the strengths and weaknesses. Using our guy, Dane Brugler, our draft analyst, at The Athletic, using his guide, he's got in his top 100, he's got 17 edge rushers. In going through the fourth round, he's got 24 edge rushers. Cornerbacks, I believe it's like 11 in the top 100, and then like 16 or so through the fourth round. And, you know, that's not
right,
a bad number to pick from, but it's not, it's less than the other. So waiting on edge, and this may be why the edge guys fall a bit in the first round, is because teams feel that they can get it later, and therefore
sure,
Washington might think, hey, we'd want to take a, you know, whatever, a Trey Amos, a Siobhan Revell, Benjamin Morrison, whatever it might be, in the first round, and then get edge later. So I think that's something to consider. In terms of what they – I can't see them doing, I mean, honestly, almost, I mean, we'll assume everybody understands they're not going to take quarterback.
Right.
You know, tight end, I mean – look, Zach Ertz is going to be 35 and he's only on a one-year deal, but I don't think that's a position you take in round one. And the way the board falls, it feels like they're sort of in the middle between where the top two guys are probably going to be going, like top 15, and then there's a couple other guys that go round two. So that, to me, is a position probably don't need. Other than that, I don't know that there's a position. I think everything is in play. I think right tackle should be in play. I think safety should be in play. Based on the board, like not no reaches, but there's a couple of safeties who probably can go first round. I think the offensive tackles may go fairly quickly because if you look on Dane's list between number 25 and 75, I think there's like two offensive tackles in that whole range. So if a Josh Simmons or a Josh Connerly is there, I don't think that's crazy to take that and, you know, look to further upgrade the line and maybe ultimately look at Brandon Coleman as a guard. So I don't really think there's anything that's that nuts. I mean, I guess you could talk, you know, running back is the positional value there. Maybe not, but, you know, if Travion Henderson's sitting there, the Ohio State running back, I'm going to definitely consider it. He can be a three-down back. He's got tremendous, wiggle running. He's a great pass blocker. So, nothing to
and a high nuts. High quality kid apparently by all accounts.
Another
I gotta roll
in, yeah.
I'm up against a hard break. Thanks, we'll talk on Monday when Skins Mock is out. Real quickly, this from Clayton. Sabah is right, Hampton's Derrick Henry. No, he's not. Derrick Henry, and I wanted to just go look it up to make sure. Derrick Henry was 6'3", 252. All right, he got drafted, by the way, in the second round. I thought he should have gone higher than that. Hampton, 6 foot, 220. They basically ran the same 40, but Derrick Henry was a much more freakish human being at his size and being able to run the way he ran. All right, heavy draft on Monday. Enjoy the weekend. Chris is next.